ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅ ਡੇ। ਦ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਰਿਫਲੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦ ਥਰਡ ਵਰਸ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਵਾਜ਼ ਅ ਕਾਲ to what the Guru calls Vataudaya. Vatana means to change, impermanent. Uth vanj Vataudaya, the Guru says. Uth vanj, get up and move. Vataudaya, you are a traveler. You are here impermanently, you're in transit. Kya chir laya, why are you wasting your time? Because mohlat punnadiya, mohlat, the occasion is auspicious, the occasion is ripe, the timing is ripe. Both chronos and kairos in time have come together. Not only is it the right time, but it is also the right timing. Why have you become lost in the play of the world, which has mesmerized you? Nanak kamana sang julya, you're entangled. So untangle yourself. That was the stanza's main thrust. And the Guru, in the second verse, gave us the illustration of the deer. So this is really a call to wake up, to understand that time is of the essence, because eventually we'll all move on. And not having self-realized would mean missing an opportunity that may never come again. So in the second stanza, he gave us the example of the deer that is also entangled. It's trapped in the headlights because it doesn't know where to go. It's completely hypnotized. So we are hypnotized by Maya, worldly existence. So it's hypnotic. It has a hypnotic pull on us. So we are trapped. Patho mirg jame, like the deer. Pekh rain chandarin, chandarian. Chandarian chan. Chandra is lighting up the night, meaning here the use of lights that hunters use. But that is what hypnotizes us. The razzle and dazzle of life hypnotizes us like the light of the hunter hypnotizes the deer. It doesn't move. Such is our situation. And in the third stanza that we will consider today, he gives us other examples. The Guru says, Mithe mukhamua kyun oe udari? How is the fly going to actually take to wings if it is caught in molasses? It gets stuck and then it dies because of greed. Hasti garatupaya kyun tariye tari? Similar is the situation with the elephant that actually is driven by lust and chases after the she elephant kept in a pit. ਤਰਨ ਦੁਹੇਲਾ ਭਇਆ ਖਿਨ ਮੈਂ ਖਸਮ ਚਿਤਨਾ ਆਇਓ ਤਰਨ ਦੁਹੇਲਾ. ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਅਕ੍ਰੋਸ ਦ ਵਰਲਡ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਫੋਰ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਰਿਫਲੈਕਟ ਔਨ ਸੈਲਫ ਨੌਲੇਜ. ਇਨ ਅਦਰ ਵਰਡਸ, ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਟਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਸ਼ੇਕ ਅਸ ਆਊਟ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਸਟਿਊਪਰ, ਟੈਲਿੰਗ ਅਸ the right way to live life, to make something of ourselves, and giving us examples of the deer, of the elephant, of the fly. Gujja kamana pragat hua eet ute huari. So, you're caught. Gujja, anything done in hiding gets manifest, is seen by the Creator, because we do a lot of stuff in hiding. So even that doesn't help. So the message is constant. Make the best use of your time. Wake up, because you are in a stupor, or perhaps like the deer, hypnotized by the razzle and dazzle of the world. Does that mean we ought to quit and just not engage with the world? No, that is not what is being said. What is said is, Nanak Satgur Bhaj Mutha Man Mukho Ahankari. Satgur Bhaj. Without the Satgur, without the enlightened source, you are acting out of your ego, and that is the root of your problem. So we have to learn how to live life. And for that, we need access to the Satgur, essentially our intuitive mind. We have to bring together our intuitive mind with our cognitive mind and live from the perspective of a whole mind. Because then you will see patterns, you will understand, you will perceive things that you normally cannot. Not physically, but intuitively. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.